Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited to be on air today because the Lord has given a word, and it is to encourage the people of God and those who are out of the Ark of Safety as well as those who are in the Ark of Safety. So it gives me great pleasure that God would use me at a time like this, amen, to minister or to teach not only unto the people, but to also encourage the listeners and encourage myself and learn from the Word of God. So I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in at this particular hour. I want to thank God and my family and my friends. I want to thank all of my media friends and the friends across the way who have supported this ministry through your listening actions and also through the project that is coming up, and we will speak about that later. But I really appreciate everything that you have done. And without further ado, I want to go ahead and read to you 1 Corinthians 13 in its entirety, and then we will go into prayer. Then after prayer, I want to speak with you, and I want to tell you what the Lord has given concerning working on the inside of your big house blessing, or working on the inside of your mansion. And so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to see what the Lord has given. So if you could indulge me for a few minutes, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13 as the Lord has instructed. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. I have read to you 1 Corinthians 13 in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And next we're going to go into our prayer segment. I want to pray as the Lord has put it on my heart and my spirit. And we're going to pray unto God. And we're going to make sure that we cover each and every person because God is just that good. Amen. So we're going to be under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And then after we pray, we're going to go into our teaching. We're going to go into our ministry and we're going to hear a word, a mighty word from the Lord that's going to get us through this week. Amen. Because as Miss Betty said, you can make it. We can make it. Amen. So I'm going to put a little praise and worship in the background. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. And if the song continues to play after the prayer, then we will listen to that particular song, and we will go right into our teaching. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in at this particular time, at this hour, because you will receive a word from God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way, Lord. You kept us. You gave us strength. Your grace and mercy was all around us, Lord. You protected us as we were in the very image of death in our beds, Lord. You helped us to rise. And even those who didn't rise, Lord, you kept them in your care and you kept your eyes on them all night long, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Those who are experiencing heart conditions, Lord. We know that you are a heart fixer. We know that you are a mind regulator. Those individuals who have lost hope, who have lost their will to even survive, to even thrive, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you dispel your blessings upon them, Heavenly Father, and let them know that there is a reason to live, there is a reason to be in the very presence of you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the lives that have been lived, Lord. We thank you for those who have gone on, Lord Jesus. We ask, would you comfort each family who have lost something or someone, Lord. Lord, we thank you for just helping us, Heavenly Father, and being with us, Lord. We thank you for your tender mercy, Lord. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for the things that we didn't deserve, but you gave them to us anyway, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just helping us to be better for you, Lord. And we ask that that be our prayer every day, that we become better for you, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you bless those who are just going through the storms of life, Lord. We just ask that you wrap your arms around them, Heavenly Father, and help them to be able to press on, help them to be able to make it, Lord. Those who we know and those who we don't, Lord. We ask that you bless those who are going through silent storms, Heavenly Father, to continue to hold on to your faith, continue to hold on to your word, to continue to listen to the Love Live Jesus ministry for encouragement, for empowerment, and not just this ministry, but any ministry that is on, Heavenly Father, will help them to continue to make it, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person that we're able to touch each and every day, Lord. We thank you for the connections, Lord. We thank you for the people you're sending, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the many blessings. We thank you for the favor, Lord. We thank you for the increase, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rich word of God. We thank you for the souls that you're saving that we know and we don't know, Lord. We thank you for the success of each project, Heavenly Father, that is known. Lord, we thank you for the blessings. We thank you for giving us a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance, Lord, to get it right. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you crown this head from the top to the bottom, Heavenly Father? Would you bless the word of God to come out of my mouth, the revelation of God, where we can live better and we can do better and we can experience the 180 experience of your blessings. We can experience just helping our youth, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as we go throughout this week, Heavenly Father, we're asking, Lord, would you keep us? Lord, would you help us to remain in character, Lord? Would you help us to show people who you are? Would you help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord? We thank you for each thing, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each life that has been lived. We thank you for those who have gone on, Lord. We thank you for those who are still pressing, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you just take us out of ourselves and would you decrease us to zero and increase you to greatness, Lord. And as we get ready to teach the ministry of God, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, will we get into the very presence of you where we can help each person who listens and with the words that come out of our mouths be authentic, and with you help the word to be able to be simplified for those who are young enough to understand, to those who are in the nursing homes, Lord Jesus. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless this message to touch each person who listens and those who are going to listen, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to transition now into our teaching of working on the inside of our big house blessing. And last week, we had the opportunity to speak about faith. And God says that all we need is faith. And the faith that we should have is that of a mustard seed, but God also says as we grow and as we know better and as we know to do better, he says that our faith should continue to increase as we grow in the spirit of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what I want you to do, for those of you who are very visual, I want you to visualize your mansion, your big house blessing, and I want you to literally visualize your mansion because we're going to do an activity. For those of you who are tactile, kinesthetic learners, auditory, I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you, but I also want you to get out a sheet of paper because I need you to indulge me in an activity. Okay, so I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to grab a sheet of paper. It does not have to be a clean sheet, but I want it to be a sheet in which you can visualize your mansion. This is what I want you to do. For those of you who are very visual learners, I want you to visualize your mansion. For those of you who are kinesthetic, auditory, tactile learners, I want you to draw, and I'm going to give you time. I want you to draw your mansion on the sheet of paper. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Just draw your mansion on the sheet of paper. And within that mansion and within your thoughts, I want you to think about what you want in that mansion. And obviously, we know that you want your family in that mansion with you. So I want you to draw the mansion, and we know that there are going to be people in the mansion, but also tell me, kind of give yourself a visual of how you want the room set up, what you want in there, things of that nature, okay? I'm going to give you another minute. And please, at this particular time, also label. You don't have to draw. Just label what you want in each room. I'm going to give you a little more time. Okay. If you're still labeling, that's fine. But I want you to really focus on 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, and I want to read that to you. And then afterwards, I'm going to give you what the Lord has given unto me, and I want you to really think about what you put in each room. And as I read these two passages, I want you to continue to label, because I want you to really know what God is expecting of us, okay? 1 Corinthians 13 and 12 reads, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you were drawing your beautiful mansion, because I know that all of you are artists, or when you were thinking about your beautiful mansion, many of you probably put a mirror in each room. And if you notice in your home, practically every room that you have contains a mirror. I want you to write down the mirror. There's a mirror in my mansion. There's a mirror in my mansion. A mirror in my mansion. That's all I want you to write down, okay? Take no thought of it. We're going to discuss it. God says there should be a mirror in your mansion, amen? Number two, right? When we're talking about the inside of our big house blessing or the inside of the mansion, God says that there must be love. When we talk about the word love, we're talking about the love of God. And if we have that, I want you to write love. And then right beside love, I want you to put God. Then I want you to draw an arrow, and I want you to put your name. Okay? Because you are the owner of this mansion. You're the one that drew this mansion. You're the one who's listening right now, so this is your mansion. And if you're a child, wow, God has smiled on you, amen? Okay, so number two is love, and then you're going to put God beside that. Then you're going to put an arrow and put your name. All right? Okay. Number three, all right, hope, all right, hope. Anytime the Lord blesses us with anything, amen, God says he gives, but he can take it away. And so our hope is that we can maintain and that we will utilize and that we will bless people with what God has blessed us. So I want you to put hope, and I want you to have that arrow do a 180. Instead of the arrow pointing, going to the north, I want you to put the arrow to the south. So actually the arrow will be pointing towards hope. Okay? And so you're going to have hope, and then the arrow's going to point towards hope, and then I want you to put blessing. Think nothing of these things, because we're going to make it plain. The Lord's going to make it plain. Number four, faith. And as I said before, God says we must always hold on to our faith. I want you to put an arrow going away from faith, and I want you to put God. Okay? Number five, I want you to put communicate. Communicate. And I want you to put an arrow away from communicating. I want you to put relationship with God. Okay. Then number six, I want you to put thoughts. Thoughts. I want you to put an arrow. Put actions. Actions. Is it finally number 7? I want you to put live. Put live, number 7. And I want you to put 10 commandments. All right. As I was going along, before this ministry, I did make a few notes, but the Lord has, we've altered a few things. Number one, when we speak about mirror, and we have that in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, when we talk about the mirror in our mansion, the mirror is a symbolic of always remaining in character, but always remain in character. God is going to, as I said before, and I continue to say, God is going to bless many people with a huge big house blessing. Okay? And the devil is going to attack because God is either on his way, he's there, or because you have already accepted what the Lord has given you. And so the Lord says you always have to clear mirror so that you can see yourself. What I mean by that, symbolically, and literally, is you have to remain in character. If you look in the mirror and you cannot identify yourself, you are out of character. God says even in your mansion, in your house that you own, you must remain in character, because when you, right, jump out of your character, your house becomes disorderly. And what did God say, ladies? He said, do things decent and in order. This big, beautiful house that people see, this big, beautiful blessing that people see, becomes disorderly on the inside. And when it becomes disorderly on the inside, it's going to show up unexpectedly on the outside. Somebody say that. When there is disarray and disorder on the inside, no matter how beautiful your mansion is, it's going to show up unexpectedly on the outside. God says we must always look in the mirror and stay in character. I always say to people at conferences, I wish that we could see ourselves when we're angry. I wish that we could see ourselves when we get an attitude. I wish that we can see ourselves when we call ourselves telling people off how foolish we look. God says, always keep a mirror. Amen. That way, when we see how foolish we look, we will jump back into character. And God said, with this big house blessing, he says he's not going to say that the devil is not going to come in. He's not going to say that every day is going to be Sunday. He says, but he requires that once he give you this blessing, once he give us this blessing, once this blessing comes, or if you've already accepted it and you're going to accept more blessings, God says that you must remain in character. Do not disfigure your face because of the world. So make sure that in your mansion, amen, you have a mirror. And we're going to talk about a number that God is showing me in just a second. So I want you to think about that. God says, make sure that in each of the rooms of your mansion that you thought about, or those mansions that you drew on a piece of paper, make sure that you have your mirror, because we want to make sure that in this big, beautiful house, that things on the inside remain in order. So think about that for a second. So if you don't have a mirror in all of those rooms, I need you to either visually put a mirror in each room, or I need you to draw it so that you can remember that you need a mirror in each room. And that mirror literally means that you will remain in character. Thank you. But let's move on to number two. Number two is my favorite. Let's talk about love. There are a lot of, or there are many types of love, but within this mansion, God is talking about the Yahweh love, falling in love with Him, being in love with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who does God say should be in love with Him first? He says those whom He's given the big house blessing, those who are in charge of the mansion. You're going to have love for God. You're going to have not only a love for God, but a love for people. And guess what? The arrow is pointing to you. It starts with you. God is going to do His part, and He's going to love us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You, say your name, Afrida, so loved the world that you're going, that you so love God, excuse me, that what are you going to do? You're going to show love. So God is love, because God is going to bring love to the mansion regardless. God says that you're going to have to reciprocate that, and you're going to have to love Him as well. Because how many of you know that if you don't have a relationship of love with God, there is no way that you can love your neighbors? And we're going to talk about the big house next door, amen, at another time that the Lord is showing, the big house next door. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But God is saying that for you, and I'm speaking to you, those who are listening, those who will listen, those who are with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, okay, God says that the love originates from God, and God expects us to reciprocate that same love towards Him. We cannot love God more than He loves us. God loves us more than we even love ourselves. Okay? So God says that within your room, He knows that you have that nice granite table. He knows that you have those hardwood floors. He knows that you have that spa in there. He knows that you have the deluxe bedroom with the screen TVs all around. He knows that you have a movie theater and you have a basketball court. He knows that you have all of that in your big, beautiful mansion. He says, but there must be love in there, and the love must start with you. Mm-hmm. Then he talks about, let's move on to number three. He talks about hope, right? Anytime God gives us this big blessing, we must utilize it and follow the will of God, because we will lose it. Somebody say we will lose it. God will come in and take back, right, what He has given, because we are abusing it. How many of you know that if you don't keep up with certain things, that those people will take it back? And so God says that there must be hope in each one of your rooms. And when we talk about hope, we're talking about the blessing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we're going backwards. Guess what? Just as we spoke about previously, God says there must be love. He says then you must stay in character. Because if you don't stay in character, things will become disorderly and you will lose what? Control. And when you lose control, guess what? You lose hope for the situation. God says in each of those rooms, something may happen, right? Because every day is not Sunday. Something may happen within the realms of your big house blessing. Something may happen, but you must stay in character. You must continue to love God and know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord and who calls upon His name. And then you must continue to keep hope alive, because God is going to bless you. Okay? Let's move on to faith. I told you that God says all you need really is faith. See, because once you have faith, all of these other things will be added unto you. But God says the reason why faith is number four is because you're going to have to evaluate self first. You can't have faith if you're out of order and the big house blessing is in disarray, because you cannot remain in character, because you do not love God nor the neighbor next door, and because you have lost hope. God says you must hold on to your faith. How do you hold on to your faith? I just said it. Remain in character, love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and have hope, because God is going to bless you. Whenever you're able to stand and remain in character, no matter what, God is going to give you a blessing. Why? Because you're being obedient unto the word of God. That's why. So when you encounter or see people acting out of character, think about the mirror. Some people, you have to give them a mirror so they can see it, how foolish it looks. Okay? So we have our mirror. We have our love of God. We have our hope, and we're holding fast to our faith. And our faith comes from God. It comes from, and we're going to talk about this next, having a relationship with God. It comes from our love of God. And God says all you have to do is have a faith of a mustard seed, and that's very small. Okay? But God says once, and as I said before, once you grow as a Christian, your faith should also grow. That means that when you plant a seed, ladies and gentlemen, in the ground, that seed is not going to stay a seed the whole season. That seed is going to eventually grow into whatever you planted. Amen. If it's on good ground, right? So God says that seed grows. He says once you become a Christian and begin to walk and talk and live with God, he says that you begin to grow like the seed. The seed doesn't stay a seed always. Amen? Just like we talked about in the Bible. You know, when you was a child, you spake as a child. Right? But then when you became grown, whether you a lady or a man, when you became grown, then you begin to act like you were grown. Right? A child doesn't stay a child always. They grow up. A seed doesn't stay a seed always. The seed grows. Right? Your faith should not remain as a seed always. It should grow as the Lord begin to expand and begin to minister unto you and teach you the word of God. Okay? Let's move on. Let's go to communicate. In order to have a relationship, it doesn't matter what type of relationship it is, God says that we must communicate with him. Now, he blesses us with these big house blessings, okay? This is not a time for us to forget about who God is and to stop speaking to God. Because God says that many times, and the Revelation says, and people will tell you many times when the storm of life begins to hit, right, people begin to rush towards God, and people began to talk to God, and people began to cry out to God. But what about the season when the sun was shining, and your seeds were growing, and things were looking up when we didn't know God? So God wants a relationship with him in your big house. So that means that in your big, beautiful house, in your big house blessing, you're going to have to read your Bible. You're going to have to study the word. You're going to have to talk to God. You're going to have to pray unto God. Don't wait until the storm of life come. How many of you know that people don't prepare for rainstorms and people don't put on raincoats until it rains outside? Because it just makes sense. You know, you don't wear a raincoat when it's 60 degrees and we have a 30% chance of rain. You put on the raincoat when it begins to rain. But God says he is different. That's why he says what our thoughts are not his thoughts. God says in the spiritual realm, he says that we do things each season and consistently because that's different. Our human nature is different. You know, we don't, as I said before, we don't wear raincoats when the sun is out and when we're expecting rain. God says that in the spiritual realm, even if you don't see the storm, he says pray to him as if you were in a storm. Pray to him and plead unto him. Exalt his name, magnify him, and lift him up. He said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. God says, don't wait until the storm of life comes. Don't wait until somebody pass away. Don't wait until things happen, challenges. Don't wait until somebody give you a piece of their mind to begin to call on him. He said, call on him daily. And how? With consistency. What hour? It doesn't matter what hour. You just call on the name of Jesus when you think about it, when you can do it. God says don't wait until the storm of life hits you and then holler, oh, Lord. Okay? So we must communicate and have a relationship daily with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some people take vacations from God. I don't understand that. Then when the storm of life comes, we come back. God says talk to him daily. Pray over your children daily. We have to have that relationship. God is going to look over us no matter what. But it's something about having a relationship with God that helps us. It's something about being able to get a prayer through when you know how to pray to God. Right? It's something about that. It's something about that relationship with God. It's something about that relationship with God when you want to throw in the towel and God says, you remember my commandment. You remember the promise that I told you. That's why it's important to have a relationship with God. it's important to know who God is. So God says communicate with him and have a relationship with him. Then number six talks about the thoughts. In each room, I know that you thought about, amen, what you was going to put in your mansion, in your big house. I know that you thought about it. You didn't just throw something in there. There was a blueprint, first of all, for the house, because I asked you to draw it, so I know that, or I asked you to visualize it, so I know you had your blueprint. I also know that you put something in each room because I asked you to visualize it, and I also asked you to write it down. I said you don't have to draw it. So God says your thoughts. In each of these rooms, you have to make sure that your thoughts are prioritized. God says priority is a factor. And you're probably thinking, how can I prioritize a room? God says that in your bedroom, before you go to bed, amen, you're supposed to pray unto God to give us this day, to give us the next day, if it's his will. Pray unto God and thank him. He says also when you go into the room, amen, into whichever room, you must continue to thank God for what you see in your room. Even if you're blind, God says you're able to know that you have a mansion or you have a house or you have a roof over your head. You are supposed to thank him and you are supposed to praise him. He says that is prioritizing each room. God says that in the daytime when you go in your refrigerator, amen, that's a room. He says when you go in your refrigerator, thank him for the food that you have in your refrigerator. He says when you go to the big room with your clothes and your shoes, begin to thank God for the clothes on your back and the shoes on your feet. And even if you are paraplegic, God says thank him for that too, because some people who are paraplegic didn't make it. He says, so thank him for that. Then when you go into your other room where you have all of your other things, those extra things, God says that's your, and everything else will be added unto you. Thank God for grace and mercy. Thank him for favor, for giving you the things that you really don't need, amen. But he saw fit for you to have those things. He says there is a priority in your mansion. So guess what? If you have 10 rooms, I'm going to get to that, in your mansion, if you have 43 rooms in your mansion, God says that each room has a priority. He says, but in each room, there is a consistent thing in which you should be thanking God for what you have. Amen. So God says your thoughts, your priorities, your thoughts. He says, think on the good things. Think on the goodness of God when you go into these rooms. He says, and because you're thinking on the goodness of God, you will keep each room in order. And not only will you do that, he says, but your actions will continue to keep your character in order, because God, guess what, is in control of your actions. Why? Because you have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's move on. God says, just live. He says, just live. He says, that is your mansion. He says, that is your blessing. That is your big house blessing. He says, live and worry about nothing. He says, does the fowls of the air worry about anything? Of course they don't. They don't worry about what they're going to eat or drink, right? They know that there will be something for them. Because why? Because God is going to make sure of that. So how much more do you think he cares about you? So he says, live. And what do we live by? God says the Ten Commandments. And I'm going to allow you to read those. I'm not going to read those to you. Read about the Ten Commandments. And God says, in this mansion, he says, let's start off with a 10-room mansion. Why 10? I'm glad you asked. He says, because that means it's complete. That's just like life. He says, that means it's complete. Well done. When you have all of those things in your life, in your big house mansion, in your small house mansion, God says that things will be in order. Your life will be orderly. It will not be in disarray. People get so out of control with their lives and don't know what to do anymore that they give up. And God says, because we're missing many elements, and the thing that we're missing is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why I always say that we have to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. it's very important to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to recap, okay? God says, in this big house mansion, and you notice that we use the big house mansion because God says that nothing is impossible for him. He says he has, his will is for us to live well on earth. His will is for us to have increased territory. His will for us is to be exalted up, for we can magnify God. His will is for us not to worry about tomorrow. His will for us is to be prosperous. And when we speak about prosperity, we're not only speaking about money. We're speaking about being prosperous in the Lord, something that the Lord can only give. The Lord cannot, excuse me, the world cannot give us happiness, right? Only the Lord can. This joy I have, amen, the world didn't give it to me. The Lord can only give us that. That piece of happiness, because you can be a millionaire. You can have a bunch of money and still be unhappy with something, some aspect of your life, your health. It could be anything. You're unhappy. God says he's the only one. This big house blessing, ladies and gentlemen, this is a blessing that is just ridiculously funny. You would never think it would happen. You would never think it would happen. I would never think it would happen in my lifetime. It's the type of blessing where people are going to laugh because they don't believe it. That's the type of blessing that God is giving people right now. And that's the type of blessings that are coming. Trust me. And so with this, God says that you have to be ready. And guess what? I'm helping to prepare you. And I'm preparing myself. Right? Make sure that when God gives you this big house blessing, or before God gives it to you, make sure you have a mirror. Make sure that you love God, and make sure you're loving the people. Make sure that you have, because that's where your blessings come from, right? And make sure that you're communicating and have a relationship with God, okay? Make sure that you're doing that on a daily basis. Don't just wait to go to God when the storms of life are hitting you, when you're in a storm. Don't wait on that. Serve God in spirit and truth. Serve God on a daily basis. We need God every moment of our lives. Every breath we take, we need God, because we don't know what the next second holds. We don't know. A lot of people are going through storms. They have disturbed minds. You speak to them 1 hour, the next hour, boom, they gone. That's just how quick life can be. So therefore, we need to take every opportunity to praise and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to thank him. Then we go on to our thoughts and actions. When we talk about our thoughts and actions, God says we need to prioritize. Each room, there is a priority, right? Before you lay down, you're praying unto God, thanking him for giving you the day. Thank you for keeping you. Go into that kitchen, thank you, Lord, for the food. When you go into your closet, thank you, Lord, for the clothes on my back, the shoes on my feet. All this other stuff that the Lord has given, thank you, Lord. I don't deserve it, but your grace and mercy gave it to me. When you go out to your carport and you have all those cars parked, or even if it's one car, you thank God. Thank you so much. You thank God for that. All this other stuff that the Lord has added unto you, God says there is a priority. You are to prioritize. You have all of this stuff, all these things. It's not because you're so great. It's because God is that good. And we should thank God and we should prioritize. Then let's move on. God says live now. He says stop worrying about tomorrow. Stop worrying about the naysayers. Stop worrying about this and that. He says just live. How are you supposed to live? Live according to the Ten Commandments. Each room within your big house, mansion blessing, right, is made by God. And God says it's a must that we have these things within our mansion. And then I conclude with you, 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, which reads, and now by faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, the title of this particular teaching is working on the inside of your big house is because God requires that we love each and every person. In spite of, we have to do that. He requires that we love him first. requires that we are obedient and we love our parents. He requires that we love our children, we love our grandchildren, we love our neighbors, we love those who we know, those who we don't. We love each person that we encounter, because each person that we encounter, there is a purpose, but there's also a blessing. You don't just run into people just to, because of luck. There is a reason why. God said there is always a reason why you run into people. There's always a reason why you connect with people. There is a purpose. So we have to make sure that our house, the foundation, is built on love. And most of all, we have to make sure that we remain in character. It's very important. The next time you become upset, frustrated, angered, I want you to take out a mirror and look at yourself. Matter of fact, record yourself. How foolish it looks. God says that that's not what life is all about. You are a Christian. Or you are getting ready to become a Christian. Do not disfigure your face because of this world, because it's a test. When Jesus was tested, he gave the answer, and the answer was the word of God. He didn't use any profanity. He didn't yell and scream. He used the word of God. He says, "It is written." That's what he said. It is written. He didn't go off on a tangent and call the devil every type of name beside the child of God. God said that's how you know that you're a Christian. When you can remain in character, when your house can continue to be orderly, when all types of storms are going on the outside. He says because eventually that big beautiful house that you're looking at with all those rooms that has become disorderly, he says that is going to come on the outside. Because what's on the what, y'all? Inside will come out. And God is getting ready to bless some people. Don't mess it up. NFL players, God is getting ready to send a couple of people. Don't mess it up. Because of the tactics of the devil. Big house blessings. God is getting ready to dispense. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Okay? So that's the end of my message. But that is not the end of the Love Live Jesus ministry tonight. I would like to, first of all, recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tell you what, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the best thing on earth. I tell you, I've been walking with the Lord a long time. And I'm just going to admit it. When I was younger, I used to study the Word of God. I said this before. Even when I became a teenager and I go on trips as far as tournaments, playing basketball, I read the Word of God. I was reading the Bible on Saturdays. I was at home reading the Word of God because I knew that in my life, I knew that that's who was going to sustain me. I knew that God was going to keep me. I knew that God was going to allow me to experience success. I knew that God was going to be with me. So I read my Bible and I prayed unto God. And I encourage the young people who are listening, even if you're a teenager. I know that sometimes it may not be cool to be on the bus reading your Bible, but I guarantee you, when the storm of life hit, when those trying times come, I guarantee you that the Lord will be right there for you. I guarantee you that you will be successful. So looking at my nephew, who I told you is off in the college. So I'm reading his Bible. 20-something years old. You're never too young or too old to begin to know who God is. God is calling names as we speak. He's calling babies. He's calling teenagers. He's calling young adults. He's calling middle age. He's calling the elderly. He's calling the unborn, those babies who are still in their mother's womb. He's calling them. And it's never too late, ladies and gentlemen. I recommend, I plead with you to get to know who God is. If you are not a member of a church, the church starts in your heart. Work on your heart. We talked about that in this big house mansion. We talked about that. Work on your heart and allow the Lord to perform surgery, spiritual surgery on your heart. And place the Lord in your heart and let him lead you. Teenagers, I know it's not cool. It's not cool to be at home while your buddies are out having fun. And I'm not telling you to stay at home all the time, but give God some time. Give him some time. The reason why a lot of this stuff is happening, and we're going to talk about this later, is because people are not in the Word of God. People are not reading the Word of God. God says that he will be our shield. He will be our protector in times of trouble. Young people, I know it may not seem cool. Start reading your Bible. The Bible will save you. The Bible will lead you in the right direction. The Bible will keep you out of trouble. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall feel no evil. Why? Because God is with you. Read your Bible. Start with Genesis. Start with Psalms. That's a good place to start. That's where I started. Read your Bible. Don't wait until the storm of life coming. Don't wait, because a storm of life can hit any time. The meteorologist can't see all the storms, amen, that comes. And God says, just like the meteorologist unable to see unexpected storms, he says, so are we. We can't see all the storms that's coming in our children's lives. We can't see all the storms that come in our lives, he says, but one thing that you know is that when you pray, God hears your prayers. Some of you say, but, you know, I'm out of the walk of safety. Some of you say, I haven't been to church. Some of you say, you know, I'm 15, 16 years old. I'm in the world. I do whatever I want to do. I'm out of control. God says, read the word. God will guide you. There is no person on this earth who have done so wrong that God will not accept you back. People are depressed. People are hurt. They're taking their lives. Why? Because they have left Jesus out of their lives. He can be your comforter when you get in those low moments. When you get down like that, when all your friends are gone, God is there with you. And he can help you. And he can take care of you. So as I said before, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter who your parents are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much money you don't have. Everybody needs the Lord. There are regular people who are dying. There are millionaires, billionaires who are dying. God says everybody needs the word of God. God is someone that everybody needs. No one is exempt from the word of God. Okay? And I want to leave you with this song before I start the announcements. You can make it, because a lot of people are going through storms. And God says all you have to do is read the word of God. You think you can't make it, but God says you can make it, and you're going to make it. So we're going to listen to the Reverend Betty Griffin Keller, and she's going to tell us that God said that we can make it. Let it Praise the Lord, everybody. That was You Can Make It by Reverend Betty Griffin Keller. I love, love, love that song. I have a couple of announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, I will add another radio station. I will be on Live 365. I will play gospel music. So if you would like your music to be played on my radio station, please be sure to Facebook ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry or to play your gospel music. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 230 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and also pray for others as well. In addition to that, understand and recognize that the spiritual God on the go is almost in about 50% of the United States and out of the country. So be sure to pick up your spiritual guide to go by Dr. Alfreda Imanya Love. In addition to that, make sure that you pull out your calendars, your cell phones right now, and mark December the 6th, because that is the day that the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will celebrate the journey for Mr. Michael Tucci on December 6th at 6 p.m., and we would love to see your beautiful and handsome faces at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church in 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, right by Baylor University. And if you're a Baylor student or if you're close by Baylor University, please stop by, because we're going to have a momentous occasion. There are going to be praise dancing, and we're just going to praise and celebrate what the Lord has done, because he has done many great things in this young man's life, and we would love, love, love to have you at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. In addition to that, make sure that you also continue to tell your friends and family and the media and everyone else about the huge event that's coming up entitled Save Our Youth. This particular event will actually take place in Bellamy, Texas. That's right out of Waco, Texas. Big Waco, but we're going to be in Big Bellamy at the Bellamy Civic Center. This will take place in June. I will give you more details as everything becomes official. So be sure to check out the PowerPoint so that people will have a basic picture of what we're trying to do. As far as the shirt design, that will be available this week, so be sure to continue to watch the not only the Love Live Jesus Ministry page, but the Alfreda Love page or the Love's Media and Event page, as I will display that particular shirt, and I will also update our PowerPoint, and I will have the agenda as well. Also note, on that particular day, the Lord also gave me a vision to have a small talent show. This is a show in which our youth are able to display any type of talent that embrace the fact of saving our youth. And so I will give you more details as that become available, which will probably be at the end of this week, because I need to start getting the word out. For those of you who have sent me emails for my stage shows, actually those particular auditions have already passed, but when I write another stage play, I will keep you in mind. I will keep your information that you have submitted on my website. Thank you so much. In addition to that, also just make sure that we have a great week this week, and make sure that we're just remaining in character. Make sure that we're loving God. Make sure that we keep the hope alive. Make sure we have faith in God. Make sure that we have that relationship with God. Read your Bibles before you go to work, so that you can remain in character. Make sure that your thoughts or actions are positive. And just live. Just live for God. And when you do those things, your life will be much simpler, and it will be less dramatic, and you can just enjoy life. As I said before, the Lord is doing some great things and sending some great people. I just finished speaking to someone who's an author who wants to come on the ministry from Australia. Amen. And so I really thank you. I thank those managers who are also allowing their artists to interview with me in 2015, God's will. Looking forward to that. We're going to kick off the December New Year with some more things that's going on. I want to congratulate my friend who played Missy Elliott, and she's calling right now. who played Missy Elliott in the Aaliyah movie. You know, it's all about just getting out there trying, and it's all about being obedient, and it's just about trying. And so I really want to applaud her for that and the other characters as well. In addition to that, I just want to tell each and every one of you that Dr. Love, love each and every one of you. I really appreciate your listening support. I really appreciate the media for getting the word out as far as this workshop is concerned. I will have more information. I will also get those auditions out so that I can get our youth going. And actually, unfortunately, I can only select some of you to be in the talent show because the talent show is only 2 hours. And so, and I don't want to keep you there all night either. So right after our conference, we will have the talent show. And so it's 2 hours, and that means that I can have up to maybe 5 or 6 individuals. So when you submit, I'm going to send that information to some judges. These judges do not know who you are, and they're going to select the top 6. And just because you was not selected does not mean that, you know, it wasn't good. It just means that we had to select out of the individuals that we had. And so we want to make sure that everyone understands that. As I said before, God is doing some great things. If you need any speakers, here I am. I'm here. And so I don't mind speaking to our youth, anything with education, health, fitness, wellness. Basically, I'm just a youth advocate, anything with ministry. Do not ask me to sing. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm available. And so I really appreciate each and every one of you. May God bless and take care of you this week. Be sure to tune in with me on tomorrow as we will have the Love of Jesus ministry. I will come actually with something related to health. And so please be sure to you know, come back to the ministry on tomorrow. And we will probably start around 5:30. So please be sure to do that. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.